We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May the clerk call the roll, please.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srilik.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, April the 18th.
I'll make the motion.
Motion's been made.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $24,870.56. Police, $20,524.02. Fire, $8,057.62. Street, $6,803.08. Parks, $1,702.08. Public Health and Safety, $40.31. Garbage, $65.59. Cemetery, $234.44. Water Operations, $25,923.15. Sewer Operations, $4,171.62. EPA Water Project Loan Payment, $180,580.44. Water Deposits, $300. Clinton Sanitary District, $46,059.56. Drug Enforcement, $509.74. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $500. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $418,341.60.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. Anybody in the audience want to come before the council?
Seth Rennington, I live here in Clinton. I've been coming up here for going on 7 months. I've asked tons of questions. Every one of you that sit up there are elected officials. You have a fiduciary responsibility to oversee the city and the actions of its employees. I questioned why a city employee was putting gas in a vehicle. And I've never got an answer. Not one answer. I've also asked why Dan Ballinger, as an employee, turned in time at the Applin Pork Festival when he didn't work it. I also asked the haunted house. 8-10 hours, employees turning in time. A 4-hour event, oh, I could see an hour before and an hour after. Where do you come up with all this time? I asked the question, who paid for that? All these hours and then the hours billed does not match up at all. So is taxpayer money being paid to employees for a third party? It seems to me that Commissioner Ballinger has put himself on the fire department. Did you go through the proper procedure to be put back on that department when you got elected? I will find out. It's not that hard. And then to pull an officer's role on that department. You're a health and safety commissioner. That's what you're elected for. There is no commissioner over the fire department. Anybody got any answers? To me, it seems like a big cover-up. When I started asking the question, just pulled some paperwork. Then we had a big spiel up here between two council members trying to cover it up. Then when it come out, nobody wants to talk.
If I'm one of those, and you're saying that I'm one of those?
Mm-hmm, you bet.
I stuck up for it, and you asked me in a meeting here just not too long ago about hearsay.
Yes.
I did not use hearsay. I went to the person that was involved. I asked him exactly what had happened. I gave you an answer on what I determined and I had looked at. I've never balked on that, and you know I've never balked on what the answer was I gave you.
Did you look at the paperwork?
All right. Now, here, we're gonna go a little farther.
Okay, go ahead.
We've been looking at the paperwork, and we've been seeing all this, and you've been bringing it up every time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been getting answers to a lot of these things that you keep throwing out there, because we do send copies of what goes on with, like, the haunted house and what goes on with the apple and pork, and you do get those answers. You've had them in writing, and you've had some of those answers, but you don't bring that really up.
They don't add up.
Okay. I don't know why the mayor or the city attorney has not just, in an open meeting, spelled it out line by line and whatever. And I've asked the questions.
Why not?
And I've asked that. And for some reason, we are told just kind of let it go, because most of the things you have had answers on, but you still answer, you ask the same thing each and every time that you've been up here.
Because I haven't had
and
answers.
On my part of it, if you're going to accuse me of covering up or something, that's bullshit.
No, it's not.
Because I told you an answer. I sat right there and said he did put gas in it. I did go and ask the man. I didn't go to hearsay. I asked him what the reasoning was, and my understanding was, and this is what I've said,
mm-hmm.
and if you say it's different, then I guess there's something wrong, but I said he went and picked up a boat. He put gas back in his vehicle to take care of that incident. That's the only incident that I've seen that there is a documented fact. You had a picture of it. He never denied putting the gas in there. I was under the impression it was just like that day or just right then close. I didn't know it was a few days before. But it's still, that was my understanding that it was at that particular time. And I justify by saying we could have went, and whether it was done incorrectly, because we have had it on our books to take and do it. If I use my personal vehicle to do something on city business, if I have to fill it up, I'm going to take and get a receipt. I'm going to come in here and turn in mileage. I'm going to take and do that, and that's how it's set up. I said, you know, on this case, that was done incorrectly, but it was still cheaper than paying mileage and paying the other way around. That is what I said. Now, did I cover up anything involved in that incident you're talking about? Because if you're saying I'm covering that up, I said it right to you.
He was on a fire call when he put gas in his truck, and he hadn't returned the sign back out at the fire station.
There again, that was not the issue that you asked me about, and that's not what I said.
All you have to do is look.
Then on some of these other things, I asked a point-blank question if there was anyone else that had ever seen him put gas in his truck. And I can look at your records. I can see where you're talking about, because there's only one gas vehicle in the fleet. But one thing that we don't record all the time is whenever all of these officers go to honor a fallen policeman, fireman, or whatever, anywhere in the state of Illinois or anywhere around here, that isn't logged, because that's not a call out. So how many times, you know, in my own estimation, is there a record that shows when that vehicle was used to go on calls out to St. Louis or to Springfield or to wherever, then it was filled back up, you know?
It's pretty easy. It shouldn't be.
But there's no log. It's there. It says that vehicle was filled up, and yes, that was a gas card that was used by Commissioner Ballinger. But how many times, and there's no perfect record on if that was done for a fire call, if that was the other, and there's no record that shows if that vehicle was used for the fire, you know, or if it was, if it's a fire call, then we've got a record of it. We see who went out and what was done. But the hasn't been on that record. I can't prove how many times that vehicle was filled up because they went to honor a fallen veteran or whatever. That doesn't record that. It just says that that vehicle was filled up by that card. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have a living proof of it. I have nothing on record that says whether that was done with those or if it was done after a fire. I can't prove which way that went except on the days that there was a fire call or the day after when it's filled up after they went on a fire call. That's the only record. But there is no living proof of what that was put into. You imply that it was always Commissioner Ballinger was putting it in his truck.
I just asked where the fuel went.
And I'm just saying, to me, I can't tell you. I cannot give you an honest answer on was that when it was filled up because they went to a honor a fallen veteran. All of you know they go out and they do that all the time. They go clear northern Illinois, they go southern Illinois, they go to St. Louis, and then they fill that up when it comes back. But that's not logged as that time because they weren't paid for that. They're doing that on their own free time. They're doing that in the vehicles and honoring those fallen people. Okay,
so it's pretty easy to look at all the fire calls on those days that it was filled up. That's why I wanted all these documents. Pretty easy to look
and
at.
And I've seen everything that you've handed me. And there again, I'm saying I cannot, for the best of me, tell you one way or the other on those.
Let me ask you this. If the haunted house, how come we got all these hours that were turned in and then the billing invoice shows something totally different?
I think that can be answered by our Commissioner of Finance.
Okay.
Or that. I think there should be an easy answer to that because I've seen they get paid double time. It's on the amount of.
The last time I came in here, Steve Myers, your city attorney, told me we'll get you the hourly rate of a fireman. I haven't seen it.
Well, see, now I'm not going to take and justify anything that you're asking over somebody else that can give you the answer that I don't
all
particularly
I'm
know.
Is the numbers don't match up, and just a few things that I looked at.
Okay.
Looks pretty shady to me.
Well, on the things that I can look at and that I can take and verify, there's some of them that I can't tell you, and I don't think anyone else can show you that there is any justification or saying that that was an illegal act or anything else. And if I'm getting out of line, I've got a city's attorney that should be telling me to shut my mouth or whatever, because I've been told to kind of not get into a heated discussion, whatever. And I'm not trying to be. And I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to be adversarial. I'm trying to answer to the best of my ability on what I understand. And when I look at it, I cannot in any way. I've had our legal advice tell us that that was no illegal action that can be proven or shown that how I can do that on the gas. I'm only going on this gas thing that you're asking about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing except for the one incident where you got a picture of it. And then, like I say, I justified it and I answered the question to you to the best of my knowledge at that time.
Who said I had a picture?
Well, I thought there was a picture of it, and you took a picture of him getting the gas or whatever. I have no idea, but I was understanding there was a picture, there was a thing sent in. Okay.
I didn't produce
all right. All right. So anyway, but there was no discussion. I did not ever say that I didn't understand that that didn't happen. Never once. I didn't try to cover up what I said, and as far as hearsay, I went right to the source. I asked the question. I didn't get hearsay, I went and asked. But now, whether I got the entire...
But the documents show different.
Well, and I have admitted that I did not know that it wasn't that day or just the day before.
35 days.
And that's where I was wrong. And I will admit up to anything I do in the wrong...
But all these other questions, how come I can't get answers? Every one of you guys have the right to look at it, find out, and give these answers.
And I'm giving you answers of things I personally can give you.
Let's talk about the haunted house again.
Okay.
80-some hours, and only billed out for 30-some?
Okay.
Double time, that don't add up anyways.
There again, I'm not the person, and that is a contract that was set up a long time ago between the police department and the haunted house, and the Chamber of Commerce, you know, they set that up, plus, we don't have anything to do with the apple and pork and the contract with them and hiring someone privately to take care. If they hire somebody to take and run a tram, or they hire someone to take and take care of security around the building, what, I don't have anything to do with that.
Then why all these firemen got paid? Why'd Commissioner Ballinger get paid 21 hours when he wasn't doing what all the other firemen did?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, please excuse me, because I don't have much voice.
Yes, sir.
But the fire department billed Commissioner Ballinger's pay for apple and pork in error. Commissioner Ballinger repaid that in full, because he ran the trams. He did not do any fire department business. He volunteered his time to run the trams. So that's, and it has been repaid in full.
How come it went on several months before a citizen questioned it, before it ever come to light?
I'm not sure when he repaid that myself. I don't have those records here with me. As far as the haunted house, it was not billed correctly. It was kind of somewhat, I guess the best way to say is somewhat convoluted, but I know they tried to bill it like the police department did, but it was a little different. And we will be billing that, if it ever happens again, through the Treasurers Department.
It's all numbers. Two plus two's four. It's all numbers, and I don't understand how come nobody can add it up right. So what you're saying...
Have you taken time and talked to our city treasurer?
No.
Well, he's the guy with the money. I would suggest maybe you talk to him, and he can explain it to you.
I got the records, and it shows. That's the way you do it, isn't it?
Go and talk to Clint.
I will.
He can explain it to you. It is rather confusing.
It shouldn't be.
But it will be done differently next year, if it happens.
All I'm saying is, everything I looked at...
But it's, none of that is city money. All of that went from the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce paid that.
So...
City Commerce reimbursed the city.
They only reimbursed you so much money for the hours that you turned in, the city turned in. What about all these other hours? Did they get paid at that rate? The 80-some hours, 87?
Once again, talk to Clint.
I will. How come it's...
He's got the payroll records.
How come it's...
He can tell you.
How come it's so hard to get answers?
Well, I wish I was there in person, I could talk to you, but I don't have much voice tonight.
Okay. All I'm saying, fellas, is I've looked at it, just a few things, and everything don't add up. Not at all.
As far as the gas purchases, we have one instance where Commissioner Ballinger filled his truck up following the trip to get the boat. He no longer has a gas card, so that will not happen in the future.
Isn't it awful funny that I've watched this for quite a while go on, and then when the question gets asked, then he doesn't possess a gas card no more?
Well, because it's been turned in.
Why, no.
How can he present a card when it's been turned in?
But if there's no wrongdoing, why would somebody turn it in?
Because none of the commissioners have a card.
There again, why'd Commissioner Ballinger have one to get from the get-go?
Can't answer that.
All I'm saying is, I ask all these questions, and then everything gets changed. Seems awful funny. But I'm not going to go away. I'll continue to look. And there's a lot more. A lot more. Next, I think I'll deal with the safety.
Thanks, Seb.
Thank you for your time.
Got to do some reappointments this evening for our city officials.
Motion to reappoint Steve Meyer, city attorney, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Whoever's.
Any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion to reappoint Cheryl Van Bailey, city clerk, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
I'll wait a while next time. Any discussion on it?
You still want it? I'm just asking.
Yes, please.
All righty.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Clint Lichtenwalter, city treasurer, for a period of 1 year.
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Tom Edmonds, budget officer, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Steve Lobb, public works director, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
That's everybody? Okay. I have a couple things. Me and Kenny went to the tree commission. They had the ceremony for the planting of the tree for the Turner family. Just the commissioners and the immediate family were present. None of the youngsters. It was kind of a short ceremony, but it was due to rain. We've had it inside of the school, and a lot of the Turner family were there and talked about their grandparents and stuff, which was nice and made a tribute to their family. Also, I've got the asbestos people come and look at the two houses that we're going to demolish. One of them, the asbestos gentleman said there's too much junk on the outside of the house. That's where the asbestos is on the outside, so we have to either hire somebody or get that removed so he can come back and do his testing, take it off, and get rid of it. So we'll come up with something, whether we got to attach it to the demolishing of the houses and try to get that cleaned up so he can come back and get the asbestos off. We'll have to make a decision on it.
Which property is that?
That'd be the one on North Quincy Street.
Okay.
I don't think you want any of the employees. There's quite a bit of junk there. I don't know whether you guys want to delegate that up to some of the staff or not. You can drive by there and take a look at it.
We need to take a look at it.
And then we can make a decision.
The stuff on the outside, has it got the old asbestos shingles stuff on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they've changed a lot of that. You can take it off and put it right in the landfill.
But he's got to get up to the house and everything's kind of leaning.
You got to get all that stuff out of the way to get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See what we can.
Yeah, we'll go take a look at it.
If you would, please, then we can get back to them pretty quick.
Okay.
Thank you.
A few days for your time.
Report from Streets and Public Improvement.
Just got a couple things. Just a reminder, citywide cleanup's still going on. You need to come up to City Hall and get your voucher, one per household, and that's for one pickup size load. And also, there's going to be an electronic recycling event on Saturday, June 4th, and that's going to be in the parking lot east of Sorrento's, and that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that's all I have.
Okay. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. We're still having some issues with the plant. We're going to take and be working on that lime silo, which you already know. We've got that in the works. But just some little minor things. They've been having to do some plumbing and doing some different things, and they're getting a plumber to come in to switch some piping because it just plugged up, and it just, you know, it 20-some years old, so it's time for things to be going down. So he's going to come in and change a valve and some 3-inch PVC pipe to get where it feeds the lime softening
sludge
pit and the stuff. It brings the lime down and it goes into there and it comes back out and it just plugs up things. So they're going to take and switch out that part. So they're going to be working on that in the next few days. Shouldn't be anything real major, but just been a pain. They've tried to auger it, tried to get it out, and it's just too much. So they're going to just change the valves and take care of it. And we've got a plumber that's going to be coming and doing that. You guys have been doing normal work. We did have a new employee that decided he was going to leave, so now we're at the point of looking for a new employee. And Clint, did you ever get a hold of, reach out to the one gentleman that you thought might be interested?
Lloyd texted me yesterday and asked for his info.
Okay, because I talked to him and I told him, I said, you thought you had somebody that might be interested, and so we'd definitely like to talk to him.
Lloyd said to send him his cell phone info, and when I did, he said, well, I was just headed up that way to pick up an application anyway, so.
Okay, well, that's good then. I appreciate you kind of giving us a heads up on that one, because it would be nice to get somebody that's got some experience and that we could get in there pretty quickly. And other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Health and safety?
We got a couple appointments first. Cheryl, you want to go ahead with those?
Motion to reappoint Stephen Page, fire chief, for a period of 1 year.
I'd make that motion.
Second it.
Yep. Any discussion?
You're still going to keep the job? You still okay? I asked everybody that because I just want to make sure. All right. Sorry.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Danny Ballinger, Jr., assistant fire chief, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Everybody's second it. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Abstain.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Is that all you got?
Yep.
Downey Park, the new equipment is in.
That's good.
Which you'll see down here farther, we need 5 more bags of the blue rubber to put on, so that's down there to go ahead and get approved so they can get it finished. They got to do the parking spots. They're going to do some gravel parking spots to get rid of the mud, and the Girl Scouts will start on the library area and the bench here right away, and then we're going to, as soon as we get the mulch down, we're going to have a grand opening down there and open the park up, so it should be pretty quick.
Good.
Other than that, that's all I got.
Okay. We'll move down to unfinished business. Oh, accounts and finance, Tom.
No, I don't have anything. I get it. We'll say, though, about that Downey Park equipment. That stuff's impressive.
Yeah, it's good.
It really looks good.
Thank you, Tom.
He says it can again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on down to unfinished business. We've got the letter of understanding for the police department.
Yeah. Motion to approve the letter of understanding between the Police Benevolent Labor Committee and the City of Clinton, State of Illinois.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on this? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Stralick?
Yes. Next, we're going to vote on the purchase of these additional bags of rubber mulch.
Motion to approve the purchase of 5 additional bags of rubber mulch for Downey Park in the amount of $3,250.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Stralick?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We got several items we're going to place on file. First one's the annual audit, fiscal 22 for Floyd and Associates CPA for $33,500, and a final financial audit in the amount of $4,300 for the single audit. Next is the annual audit for the TIF funds, fiscal year 22, Floyd and Associates CPAs at $2,500. Next is the Emergency Management Agency agreement for $15,000. Next is the lease of municipal-owned real property, the farmland, to Brandon Hoser. And the last one is the design engineering agreement for South Madison Street and a section of East Washington Street, Cummings Engineering Corporation, $78,088.04. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. No?
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Need a second. Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Stralick?
Yes. We'll go into closed session. No action will be taken afterwards.
Let's adjourn the other meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Stralick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned, folks.